Magnificent Folly by Iris Johansson, narrated by Parker Leventer. Chapter 1. The man on the cliff was watching Cassie again. Fear made the muscles tense in Lily Deslin's stomach. She stood on the deck of the beach house for only a few moments longer, then rushed down the steps, her pace quickening until she was running along the beach path toward Cassie's small figure playing in the surf. She was being foolish. The man presented no threat, Lily told herself, though he had been there on the cliff every evening for the past 3 days. She was sure he had not attempted to speak to Cassie. He merely had sat on the boulder on the cliff and watched her daughter play on the deserted beach. Waiting. It seemed he was just waiting. No, she was blowing this all out of proportion. The man was no more than a dark silhouette against the blazing scarlet of the sky. She couldn't even see his features. So how could she know that he had any purpose here other than to enjoy the spectacular view over the water of the Oregon sunset? She knew. Cassie? Lily tried to keep the panic from her voice as she crossed the last few yards separating them. Time for supper. Come along now.
In a minute, Mom!
Cassie kicked at the foam ruffling the waves.
It's nice now. Sort of,
she hesitated.
Peaceful. Don't you feel it?
Lily forced a smile. It will be just as nice in the morning. You're going to be as pruny as those raisins in that crazy TV commercial if you don't get out of the water. She reached down and picked up Cassie's crimson Peanuts beach towel on which a moody Schroeder played his toy piano.